testimony hope inspired.
Somebody just lift your right hand and say, it won't always be like this. I know you didn't say that like you meant it. Say, it won't always be like this. Say, the Lord is changing it this week. I say, the Lord is changing it this week. Declare it again. Say, it won't always be like this. The Lord is changing it this week. Can I have you thunder it louder? Amen. It won't always be like this. I won't always cry every night. You won't always be unmarried. You won't always look for money. You won't always be a tenant. It won't always be like this. Oh!
The Lord will perfect that concerning me. So sooner or later, it's turning my favor. It's turning around for me.
I already see you testifying by Monday morning. And you will remember when you sang the song in church. And you didn't even know why. It won't always be
like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. So sooner or later, it's turning my favor. It's turning around.
Open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 50. Genesis chapter 50. And we are going to read from verse 20. Genesis. Karando sola baraba. We'll read just one verse. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Aha. Can we read together, church, one to go? But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Can you give me another translation, if you don't mind? Another translation. Don't you see? You planned evil against me. But God used those same plans for mine. Somebody say hallelujah. As you see all around you right now, life for many people. Show me another translation. Somebody is going to testify about this week. As for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are this day. Any other translations? Two more and we are fine. You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so that I could save the lives of many people. The very last. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. Our Father, we ask, oh God, that you just use the next few seconds to let a man, you are about to turn their situations around. Just hear a few words, oh God, of your peace. Let a lover of the Lord say it louder, amen.
Amen.
On the way to your seat, help me declare that today's theme again and say, and the Lord turned it around. Say it again, and the Lord turned it around. Shout it again like you mean it, say, and the Lord turned it around. And so I'm just going to be speaking on a very simple subtopic of our theme. And the sub-theme just says, just before the Lord turns it. just before the Lord turns it. Just before the Lord turns it. And I just want to just bring out just a few things from the life of Joseph that I will not have the luxury of time to read. I intended that we read it. But then again, I will leave the exegesis for another day and just hit a few points in another 10 or 15 minutes and we will be done. Hear me, people of God. Just before the Lord turns it, please don't forget what he told you. In other words, just before the Lord turns it, please don't abandon your revelation. Just before the Lord turns it, and to Kashida Baha, don't forget Kashuda, your dream. Don't forget your dream. Just before the Lord turns it, Joseph was that young man, Anushani Baha, at a very young age of his life, Kotabosia. He had a dream that his his brethren hated him for. Could not live peaceably with him because of his dream. And away from that, his parents disdained him for the audacity of his dreams. Handeko Shada La Borasia. At no time did he deny his own dream. At no time did he look down on his own dream. At no time did he consider his dream as something profane and unfulfilling. And he sent me to tell someone on a journey of destiny, just before the Lord makes what is about to happen become big and good news, don't forget the revelation. Let me tell you, people of God, the reason why people are delayed is because the devil steals their revelation first. Unfortunately, God never causes the supernatural to germinate when there is no seed of his revelation. And so, your ability and capacity to see God in action is directly proportional to the level of his word that has been revealed unto you. And so, the devil tries to steal your revelation in order to hijack your miracle. Lift up your right hand and declare, say, I won't forget. Shakuraba, declare again, say, I won't forget. Scream it again like you mean it, say, I will not forget. Can I give you just 10 seconds to remind yourself speedily about what God said about you? Something you read in the Bible or what he told you in the place of prayer. Can you just remind yourself? I didn't say you should not talk about it. Open your mouth and just say it to yourself. There's something God spoke about in his word to you. There's something he told you about your children. There's something he said about your family. There's a revelation that is unique to you. Could you open your mouth and just say it back to God and say, God, I still remember. I saw this in your word. I still remember. You said this to me in my place of prayer. I still remember. I will not forget my revelation. He koradabasiara hasutakia herando kosoha he lakarabasara he santokasha he parakotonia hezeketeleba shadi kasotoha he paradakosola shamatulaya rakoto kosoha he paradakasa he leborokosia shanti lakasa. Let's believe. Turn that louder. Amen. Hear me, people of God. On a journey of destiny, hear me, every time you arrive at Potiphar's house, God says, scriptures tells us, and God was with Joseph in Potiphar's house, everything he did prospered. Immense prosperity for the young man in Potiphar's house. But hey, Potiphar's house was not the destination. Lord, let me not settle in Potiphar's house when my destination should be Pharaoh's house. Let me pray prayer some of you will not like, because it will be intense against you. Any one of you who have settled in Potiphar's house when your destination should be Pharaoh's house, I pray for you from now to the next 48 hours. Let the Lord push you out. I say, may the Lord push you out.
I say, may the Lord push you out. Somebody thunder, I must fulfill destiny.
You came to Potiphar's house and you saw the Lord was with. The Bible said prosperity. But guess what? God was looking in one corner and looking at the prosperity in Potiphar's house and saying to Joe, you are doing well, but this is not your destination. Somebody shout, say, I can't stop here. Listen, you're doing well in Potiphar's house. But then again, this is not how far you can go. This is not Kilando Shibaraha. Oh Rabara, I'm aware that business is doing well like never before. Career has, you are grateful to God. But hey, Shundelika, is either you leave or Mrs. Potiphar will come for you. Shandila kasuta labaha harande koshia labaha. You don't understand this. Hikarabasa. Mrs. Potiphar came to make sure the guy leaves the house. Hikarabasa. If there was no Mrs. Potiphar, Joseph would consider it a privilege. I'm even favored that this man is taking interest in me. Rikorabashandala. Hear me. He was grateful for Potiphar. But when he arrived his full destiny, Potiphar was under him. Did you hear what I just said right now? Ayayayaya kotosha. Rinda bosha. Lift up your right hand and say, Lord, push me out. You better scream it like you mean it. Say, Lord, push me out of Potiphar's house. Shakaratu kayanaya. Esho delebasaya. Kinto sabalaha. With a louder voice, say, oh Lord, any Potiphar's house, that is my limitation. Somebody shall say, I step out by fire. If you believe it, can you thunder a bigger amen? Some Potiphar's houses are not buildings. Some Potiphar's houses are mentalities. Shundala kasida. Some Potiphar's houses, kirando koshadaba, helekoroshiada, hisakata, could be some relationships. Lodi karanda sotesha. Ah! Suputa kiraya. Hende kosota. Men of destiny. When you are prayerful and living for God, all of a sudden, somebody, things begin to go against you. Where, and you're praying, Lord, let it be calm. Let it be calm. No, you're praying. Say, Father, let your will be done. 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 I'm in your will. I'm in your will. Let your will be done. I'm not going to pray for the storm to be still, but use the storm and work out your purpose. For all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them that are the called according to his purpose. Because you're going to be grateful for all the no's that people said to you. Because if they said yes, you will not be at the prayer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody shall say, Potiphar, push me out. Because there's a turnaround coming. But you know why he won't turn it around the way he wants? It's like you are comfortable in Potiphar's house. You are too comfortable. Remember I said Potiphar's house might not be a building. It might be a mindset. It might be a relationship. It can be just any pattern of living. It can be the environment where you live in. But anything that constitutes a prayer, the Lord moves you out right now. I pray the Lord moves you out right now. I pray the Lord moves you out right now. Let your amen thunder like fire. Hear me. Just before the Lord turns it around, let me tell you one more thing. And then he was taken. When Potiphar's wife did all the allegations, he knew how best to do. And then they took this young man and locked him up in the prison. He was confined. Movement was difficult. Shinde liborosa. Expression was not exactly arado shikada the way he wanted. Right there in the prison, the butler and the baker began to have dreams. Shodalia kasada. Just before the Lord turns it around, don't let the prison take your gift. Don't let the prison take your gift. The big feet did not take it. The Ishmaelites did not take it. Egypt could not take it. Right now, they've organized the prison. Please don't rejoice where you've locked my body. Be more concerned about how you've limited my spirit. And I came to tell a man, this is what Jesus said, do not fear he that will kill just the body. No. It's not. I came to tell someone, don't let the prison steal supernatural connection. Don't let the girando koshia. I'm not talking to everyone because there's a turnaround coming. There's a turnaround coming. In you see, kirando shiaraba randaka. The prison was not punishment, but the prison was an opportunity to build capacity. Kirando shiara. The prison was opportunity to build capacity. And so, rikaraboshaha, seasons, oh God, where I am not moving according to man. Shando kasalaba. Teach me to build capacity because something is about to come that I will not have the time. I will not have the time. Shikara, you see this confinement, it won't take my connection. Shandeli barabasakara, you see this prison, it won't take my gift. Shukara balabasakatala, hindoka shatura baliyanaha, herando kosia. Lift up your right hand and declare like you really meant it, say, Father. Say, no prison of destiny will take my connection. If you understand, it shall yes. Harando kosiba lahaya, harade keseketeha. Somebody declare, say no setback. Say no setback. Will take my gift. Somebody stamp your feet on the ground and shout yes. You see the prison. Go tell them that it's not taking my gift. It's not comfortable, but I'm not going to drop my gift. And so this is exactly the reason why right there in the prison he had an interpretation for the butler. Right there in the prison he had an interpretation for the baker. Listen, why I said the prison is your atakusha, upgrade of your preparation. Are you ready to hear this? Are you ready? It's an upgrade. If you know the scriptures, you will understand why I say it's an upgrade. When the guy was in his father's house, he was dreaming, and his brethren and their parents were interpreting. When he got into the prison, people were dreaming and he was interpreting. What? See, Karunia, what advertised him was not his dream. What advertised him was the interpretation he manifested while he was in the prison. Don't joke with moments you think I'm not moving. I'm building capacity. It may not be visible to the eyes. Something is happening in the night when I pray. I'm building momentum. Somebody lift up your right hand, shall say, I rise. Just before he turns it around, don't let the prison mess with your mind. Don't let the prison, you know what you don't realize is that, you know, one of the reasons why they're trying to redo correctional facility up to the point where they're changing the names from answering prison to correctional center. I don't know what they are calling it right now, but something correctional is that they said to put you in the prison. Once a man is kept in the prison, the very first thing that the prison destroys is the way you think, your mind. Your mind is scattered because when you go through the pattern, you know, As a man begins to tell me the story of how he was in prison for something he did not do. And then he was surrounded by people, bad people, you know, and he stayed for a long time without receiving judgment. And then he said, Pastor, I can't articulate what happened to my mind, but my mind was totally destroyed. And then he says, we all sleep on the same bed sheet. We all sleep on the same. And he said, when he came, he could not even find a space on the bed sheet. And then he said, I could not eat their food. 1 week I went without food. By the second week, I started eating their food. By the third week, I started talking like them, because I just had to survive somehow. And then by the time I knew what was happening, everything, he came in, he had rashes, he had everything. But by the time he was nearing about 6 weeks in jail, the rashes had to disappear by themselves, because he was getting used to the prison and his perspective about life began to change. He began to see people a lot more differently, not like normal people. You know, sometimes the devil organizes prisons in destiny is to change the way I think. But you are a liar, devil. Even if I'm not moving, my mind will be on assignment. Because it says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of my mind. I will let the prison take my mind. Just before he turns it around, Shandeliba, I have a lot to say, but please, do you remember that when one of them left the prison, he says to them, please do not forget to mention me before Pharaoh. Destiny stipulates that you know when to make demands. Just before he turns it around, there is a time to be silent and there is a time to talk. Kingashanda. But you know, the disaster of destiny is keeping quiet when you should talk and talking when you should be quiet. Am I talking to someone? Shandila Baraha and Dikoro Soto. He says, as you leave, please, whether there will be need for me, there will be need. Because I carry what a generation is looking for. Shundi Karando, Siyarabaha. I don't know who I'm talking to. There will always be need for you. For some people, it's a mark God is placing. As I'm speaking right now, God is putting a mark. Hear me as I hear the Lord. As your amen will thunder, there will always be need for you. That didn't sound like you heard me. There are people receiving this mantle. As far as heaven and earth remain, there will always be need for you. Where you are and where you are going to, and the places where you're going to be, when another group says you are not exactly desirable, also hear me as I hear the Lord, there will always be need for you. Receive the mantle of relevance. You are relevant. You are relevant. You are relevant. Let your amen turn louder. And he says, please don't forget to mention. Don't forget to tell the king about me. Mention my name, because it's gonna come. Arida Boshia Rabaha, Hiranto Kosuta Libasharia, Heleko Rosoto Lubaha, Kanda. I could go on and on, but people, please, can I beg you, know when to make a demand? But listen, don't demand when you've not upgraded. The prison raised me. Karoshi and Hasa. The prison raised me. Mkuranti Kiliash. Ayana Kitahondasha. The prison raised me. Ilendo Kosoto Shiada Hadasuha. Ikita Hasula Barabashadia. The prison was my classroom. Korante Koshiara. Elendika Rasuta Labarabashadia. Entekere Hosula Bashadaha. Atokasa. Some of you Adikasa. Prisons are not necessarily some confinement by the devil. Apostle Paul would describe himself and say, I'm a slave. There are times when the Lord takes you and confines you. And says, in this season, you are not going to be calling them on the phone. In this season, you will not look for them anymore. In this season, you're gonna block them on WhatsApp, block them on Facebook, block them on any media they usually interact with you, because you know what? I want you to upgrade for what is about to happen. I don't know who else, just before he turns it around. Haraboshira, I really want to close right now. Ashandibala, just before the Lord turns it around. You see that message you sent? Careless message. Mention me before the king. It will reach the king. I'm not talking to everyone. But can I speak to 10 of you under the sound of my voice? Shandi Karabasa, that prayer you made about a certain king, about some kind of strange favor that's going to come upon your life, that will bring you face to face to kings. I'm going to be audacious about what he has put in my spirit before it is Saturday. Before it is Saturday, Shandora Kazaha, as your amen will thunder, a king is sending for you. A king is sending for you. A king is sending for your brother, for your sister, for your mother, for your father, for your husband, for your wife. Somebody shout, I receive them. I receive them. I receive them. Let your amen turn the louder. Don't think it won't happen. And he came and began to tell the king and said, King, all of a sudden the king began to have a dream that troubled him so much no one could have the answer. And the king began to wonder, who will give me this answer? There was a man that grew from having his own dreams to interpreting other people's dreams. I came to beg you, just before he turns it around, grow. Destiny will not demand who you are. It will demand who you are supposed to become. Destiny will not demand who you are. They are going to demand who you are supposed to become. In the Koshida Abarababa Sutaniada Ikirasa, I would have given you an example. God begins to speak to me in recent times and begins to say to me, son, Shondeli Karabasa Tinebaka Karabasa, you're going to begin to pray to know my programs for nations, for states, for people. That I want you to begin to pray into that, because I want to give them to you. And I began to make that prayer. I didn't even think it was anything until one of those kings reaches out and says to me, Pastor Jerry, I have watched NSPPD and I believe so much in you. He said, sir, please, 2021, what does God want me to do for my state? He said, anything God wants me to do. I don't want to do things that are in the budget or out of the budget. I just want to do the will of God. It was at that point in time I carried my hands on the head. I say, yay, he has been telling me to pray into his agenda for Adokasha on the national. Now, it has come earlier than expected. Before you leave the prison, grow. Destiny will make a demand not on who you are, but on who you are about to become. Permit me to say it this way. Who you are have served his purpose. Who you are has served his purpose. But who Andika Sutaliba, the newness you have been praying about and the next level is now asking you to become. It is that becoming that can serve your generation. Because if you don't become, people will make demands that you don't have the sufficiency to supply. They will make demands you don't have. You're going to be looking at them as they are looking at you. And I'm telling King Takusha, because things have changed, seasons have changed. And you know what? And this is how I'm going to end. I have so many things to say. You know what Pharaoh said to Joseph? When Joseph finished talking to Pharaoh about this different 7 years, 7 years of famine, and there's going to be 7 years of harvest. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, you understand these things? You have understanding of the times and the seasons? Manage it. Just take it. Control it. Control it. You understand the times. You understand these things. Say, I'm not going to bother myself. You manage it. Manage it, because you are in the Lord. If I can understand the times, if I can understand the season, then I can control harvest. The problem is that you don't have an understanding, so the harvest will come and elude you. Just before he turns it around, begin to say, Lord, I need to grow. I have grown. I've grown, Lord. Yes, I know I've grown. But there's a, you never let me remain on one class, because destiny is about promotion. Destiny is about King Tokashadi Baha, Herando Kosoto Labashid Abaha. It is easier to say kings will come to you. It's easier to proclaim it. But there are kings that are coming. They are not coming with the questions you know. They are not coming with the very regular things. They very say, you know, you don't know what it means. When someone says to you, tell me what I should do, you better not say the wrong thing. You better not mislead a king. There are realms where these things are received. And this satolikara. It is difficult to say, because I don't live there. I'm not in that state. I don't know how they operate. I don't know what the needs are. But he's not in a hurry to tell you what the needs are. But he says, tell me what God is telling you. And he doesn't have to tell me. If I hear from God, he shouldn't be the one to tell me for me to hear. Before the next season comes, somebody stand on your feet. Can you just speak in the Holy Ghost? Karande boshadaha, imara bana kusuta na bana babashaya. Hereketekete lebosoto oshaha. Indaraba, if I were you, ha, ikarabasaka. Couldn't you and didn't you hear God? Shobara kasadila ha. Andara doko shibalaha. Speak to you expressly, ha. Inda kasadoshiara. Amatuzika ha. Entukada yenabasa ha. Hekarada bosikala ha. Shobara. Don't let the prison take your gift. Don't let the prison take your connection. Don't let the prison the prison might be your weakness until the Lord helps me from where I am. I will not lose my connection. You kept me in this prison that I might grow, that I might grow. I know you are confining me that I be better, that I be better. Shokutaya rakutala eshara izararakata erekelebasa. Some of you want to run out of umuahia, but the Lord says, I kept you here, I kept you here. Ikarabasa erekelebasa shukaraba, to remove, to prune erekelebasa, because a new season is about to be unleashed. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Ikarababasa ashotekelebasa iradakosa. In the name of Jesus. Shandinakara karodi sadaraba indelibusa kasata.